There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Aloha, willkommen, bienvenidos to Friday's edition of Lori and Julia, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. We're also on the My Talk app, and I believe that there might be kicking off something, a little something for somebody here.
Yeah, we got a little birthday wish for somebody very special. Uh-huh. Donna, you know who you are, and you have quite a birthday tomorrow.
Here we go.
Go, Donna. It's your birthday. We're gonna party like it's your birthday. Gonna sip Bacardi like it's your birthday.
Donna, na na na. Donna Klotz. It's her birthday tomorrow.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
And
happy birthday.
She's got a very exciting number.
Oh, 100?
No.
80?
Yes.
Whoa. Donna.
Hey. Yeah.
That is an exciting
number.
She's a
long time listener.
I know.
And
yes.
Her daughter, of course,
we know,
Carla.
Yes.
So we're glad.
Oh.
All right.
Thanks for hanging out with us, ladies.
No kidding. Happy birthday.
I love the age range of people who hang out with my talk.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
a lot.
We've got the 8-year-olds all the way to the, you know, whatevers.
Yeah.
It's
all right.
Good.
We got to talk about it. It's happened. The great Minnesota get together was officially canceled.
It happened.
I knew it was going to happen yesterday because the boy manages the Fresh French Fry Stand.
Yeah.
And he told his dad, you might want to break it to Lori that tomorrow it's going to happen.
Tomorrow's going to be a really blue day for her.
And I had a bad dream. I mean, I had a dream about the fair and like practically woke up crying.
Really?
Oh, I'm so sad, Julia. I know you are too.
It's in Holly.
And so many people.
So many people.
I don't know if Holly feels as passionately about the fair as we do.
Well, probably not because I'm not out there every single night. Like
true.
You
that's
guys.
Right.
You guys, the state fair is a lifestyle for you.
It really is.
And it was before this show.
Yep.
I mean, I would go 2 or 3 times.
I wasn't ever as big into it as you turned me on to it because our walks have included so many memories, and you've brought me into the fair, and I become a passionate fan in the 17 years we've been going together.
Yeah. I tweeted a picture of the three of us just saying, you know, this was last year.
Yes.
At the fair, and of course, you know, he did reply, and he just said, remember the time we broadcast from a yurt? Remember the time the rainstorm we had to go inside.
When we had a little metal motor home.
Yes,
and
it was a trailer.
And there was a puddle, Holly, that the three of us were making sure the electrical cords weren't landing in. And we were sitting in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And so close. No social distancing was happening. We're like 3 feet, you know, total circumference, doing our show, hoping lightning wouldn't hit us or the buildings. It was just a wild. We've had so many experiences out at that fair. I think everybody is really sad, but I think everybody realizes there's really no option this year because if they continue to wait and wait and wait,
well, people have to make plans. The hiring has to be done by the middle of July. There's ordering of food. I feel bad for the Big Lake potato farmers. They're not going to be selling. I mean, it's just such a huge.
I love that it's all about the French fry. It's always been about the potato. The State of the Potato was one of our shows.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
So just.
But I mean, everything about it. Everything. I mean, the 4-H kids, the crop art, the Spaghetti Eddie. Yep. You know, I mean, are just there's so I even love the damn shuttle ride at the end of the day.
No, everything about it is something that we'll miss. And I guess they've already got the dates for next year. August 26th through September 6th is the 2021 dates. And if you are, here's just a couple things. If you've already
I have Tim McGraw tickets.
Well, let me just tell you what's going to happen. Right. If you've already purchased grandstand tickets for this year, 2020, what are your options?
What are they, Jules?
All of the grandstand shows have been postponed to 2021. Your concert ticket will be valid for the 2021 date, and you will keep the same seat location. No action is required. Bring your ticket with you. Get it scanned the night of the show. Dates for the postponed shows will be announced in the coming weeks and months as they work it out with the artists. And then if you want to get a refund, how do you do that?
I don't know.
Here's what you do. You can request an a refund for either your admission tickets, which will be valid for 2021. If you want to keep your admission to get into the fair tickets, mm-hmm. those will be valid. But if you want to turn them back, and if you want to turn back a grandstand ticket, you email tickets@mnstatefair.org.
Yeah.
And then what you need is the name of the on the order, the number on the order, the number of tickets, and the contact information. And then it's going to be about 30 days. Credit card tickets will go back to the same credit card you purchased right. them on. And if you paid with cash or a check, the fair will issue you a check. But it's going to take a little bit of time. And then there's all these other, they've answered every question. Like, if you don't have the credit card anymore, what do you do? All that is available yeah. on the MinnesotaStateFair.org.
Yeah, page. Tim McGraw was September 1st, and that was pretty much a sold out
show.
Grandstand
I was
show.
So bummed I missed buying for those tickets. Yeah.
yeah, so I have six tickets. I'll have to confer with my ladies well, what I'm they sure. want to do.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what people want to do. Not everyone wants to
hang on.
I mean, I think the tickets were like maybe $85.
That's different than your $500-something ticket. Yeah, you know? Right. Well, yeah. So that is.
I feel like the REM song that is
The End of the World as We Know It,
number six on Rolling Stone's debut single.
List that, you that they came the out
mm-hmm. is pretty much how I feel about this year.
Yeah.
It's just, it feels like it's just.
It's really hard. It's really hard. And then, of course, the sun hasn't shined for 2 days. So that is, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard for everybody.
There's just been every kind of disappointment. And I just want, I literally wanted to pitch a fit. I wanted to have a toddler.
Tantrum.
I just wanted to lay on a rug and just pound and scream at the top of my lungs because everything that is going on is so crazy. And, you know, it's just very upsetting.
I think for everybody. Everybody.
People are bummed. People are just bummed. And the general manager, Jerry Hammer, he says, this is such a guy analogy, but he said, we can see now we're out of runway and we can't get off the ground. There will be no state fair this year.
Because they did try to postpone it as long as they could. That was feasibly possible that people could still ramp up, but it's just not. Because we don't know and people are still getting the COVID.
We're one of the hot spots in the nation right now.
I was glad that the mayor of Minneapolis is requiring, because that Hennepin County is a big hot spot right now, he's requiring people to wear masks and all interior buildings and stuff like that. Anyway.
Well, I hate that the masks are like they're trying to make that be a culture war kind of a thing, like with this divisive
mask.
Yes, like it's some kind of a thing. It's a health thing. It's protecting other people.
And studies have come out to show that
it's the number that the social distancing and the mask are the two big things.
Yeah,
so
I
that just drives me crazy. Anyway, well, listen, maybe we'll hear from REM when we come back, but it's our story we can't get enough of. And Julia, it's
a good
minor
one.
Classic from over a decade ago is finding a new life on Netflix. This song at least feels like the end of the world with everything being canceled. Here's one thing though I'll say before we get on to our story. This was because it does feel like if you go on Facebook and even somewhat on Twitter, that there's a lot of reopen America, and there's sort of a lot of action happening around that. I'm just letting you know that Carnegie Mellon researchers analyzed over 200 million tweets, and then, I don't know, like 50 million Facebook things. Over half of the Reopen America stuff is are bots.
Yes, I heard that. Yes.
It's bots. It's, we don't know who's behind the surge, whether right. it's from the U.S. or abroad, but just know that when you're seeing that, because I think that's adding to the anxiety for people, mm-hmm. when, you know, if they're spending time online, which of course right. people are, so that it's the bots.
What percentage are the bots again?
Over
yeah,
half.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's
over
huge.
Half,
right.
you guys. So right. anyway, okay, so I love, I mean, this is what we've grown to love now, is when Netflix releases their weekly, what was everybody in the world watching? No,
what
really.
What were we doing last week?
What were we doing?
Yes. It's the network ratings. And 60 Minutes was number one again.
Yeah, wow. But no, this is Netflix, I what know, people are decent. Watching. And it's a way for people to find out what's happening and blah, blah, blah. But so their top 10 list that they released, which is what everyone was watching last week. And there were a few holdovers from last week. But the biggest surprise is the severely underrated 2009 historical drama centered on the final years of the infamous bank robber John Dillinger, played by Johnny Depp. It was number three.
What's the name of that movie?
Public Enemies.
Yes. And I never saw it.
Oh, it's a great movie. It's a great movie. Johnny Depp is amazing in it. And
is he having a resurgence?
Well, just yeah. people, they don't really know why they've discovered it. And it was number three.
Wow.
Number one was The Wrong Missy, the David Spade movie that's in Hawaii. Yes. And it's comedy, blah, blah, blah. And Soul Surfer was number two, which is a 2011 sports drama.
Isn't that about the woman who's had her leg... Your arm chopped off by the shark?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it? Okay, yeah. So that was number two. Then Public Enemies at number three. And it really did not commercially do well.
No, it didn't.
But if you saw the movie, it was really pretty good.
He got accolades for his part.
He did, but yeah. the whole movie is really that, quite good. Yeah.
Well, Rotten Tomatoes, it's 68.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Right. I really, Casey and I really liked that movie. And then...
it's got Chanum, isn't that
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, no, there's amazing...
Marianne Cotillard.
Yeah, it's a great
Christian
cast.
Bale.
Yeah, it's a great, unbelievable okay. cast. And it's got just a good director. Michael Mann directed that movie.
It was nominated for an Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble for a Screen Actor Guild Award.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's something good to know.
Yeah, Christian
about.
Bale is, you know, the FBI agent. Marianne Cotillard is Dillinger's girlfriend. Billy Crudup is J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, okay.
And Stephen Dorff is in it. And, yeah, it's kind of just, you know, it would be worth seeing.
I don't think I've ever watched it.
Okay. And Outer Banks dropped out of the top 10. But I know so many people that really like that didn't think they'd like it. Have you guys watched it?
No.
Holly?
Which one?
Outer Banks.
No, I haven't.
Tell mm-hmm. everyone what that's about because it's Australian.
Four teenagers, treasure, hunt, drama. Anyway, my sister really loved it. A friend of mine who usually she doesn't kind of like anything like that. She just like really liked it. Casey took one look at it and said, that's your show. But we did watch Bridge last night.
Oh.
First, we had to figure out. Okay.
Tell everyone what it is.
Okay. So Bridge is the movie we talked with the director yesterday, Spencer Patzman, who is doing
a Q&A tonight.
Tonight
at 7 o'clock.
MSPfilm.org. But so first we had to, he goes, oh my gosh, what's this Minneapolis? It's MSPIFF, Minneapolis St. Paul International Film mm-hmm. Festival. He goes, what do I do? And I go, figure it out on the Roku. Just use, you know,
yeah.
figure it out. And then I went online and I paid the $5 using the MyTalk 39R code.
Because, and this is all posted under our links from yesterday.
Yeah.
Under Lori and Julie's show page links, how to get it and the code, because usually it's $10, but it's just $5.
It was really slick. It was really easy. And, what you know, we did between the two of us.
Figure it out. Right. The kids will get it a lot easier. Holly could probably do it a lot better.
A lot faster.
I watched it on my laptop.
Well, we wanted to watch it on our TV. Yeah. And the thing is with that Roku, Micah,
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
It is the most laborious thing, the clicker to move it around and the way they've got it
set up
okay. On your screen. It's just kind of long. So
Clumsy.
That's mm-hmm. what it is. But that was so good. And I wanted to know, we didn't ask Spencer, how did he get Meredith Vieira to narrate this?
I had it in my notes. I forgot. Holly, you really got to watch this movie. It is, it's the survivors.
It's the story the bridge collapse. And the thing that was really shocking to me and Casey, we talked about it afterwards, is when that bridge came down, it brought a highlighted, whoa. How many structural bridge? Because that didn't need to happen, that accident.
No, of course, completely man
created. Uh-huh. And so Minnesota has repaired all of their structurally deficient bridges.
And as a result,
and it was going to be a nationwide thing, mm-hmm. and it just was
dead
in the water is how RT Ryback. Mm-hmm. And there's still like 54,000 structurally deficient bridges in this country that they could happen again. I mean, that was really, really, I mean, like you could put people to work. And they could do a public works thing like what we did in the 30s. Mm-hmm. And they could get these bridges repaired, do that. It's a way for people to work. And I don't understand that. But maybe this documentary will help.
I hope people see it.
Well, it's making the rounds of film festival. They're looking for a distributor.
Right. It was really good.
It was really moving. Really moving.
Wasn't it? And I love that Spencer is a kid from Seattle, a U.S. film student. This is his first directorial debut, and he just was sitting around for years and years because that story impacted everybody around the globe. I remember watching it on the London news, on the Israeli news, everywhere. You'd see it everywhere across the world, and it was such, because it's a major city bridge over the Mississippi, just falls.
And just the realization that 13 lives were lost that day, and then the couple hundred people that were traumatized, that might have lived through it, that rescued it. I mean, it was really, it gave the bigger picture of everything. And I thought it was
moving.
really good.
And that the attorney and their firm did everything pro bono.
Oh, how about that? That was
that
amazing.
Kris Messerling, I just was like, wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, people can watch it. It's called Bridge, and it's part of the Minneapolis St. Paul Film Festival, and it's only available through Saturday night at midnight.
Right.
But it's well worth it.
Oh, it was so, so good. Yeah.
I'm so
really
glad
good.
You saw it.
Yeah. And, Public Enemies. And Johnny Depp's son is like, I don't know. He seems like he's all grown up. He's walking around Paris with his girlfriend. Holly posted the photo.
He looks driven
up from the village.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
He's such a combo of Vanessa Paradis and Johnny Depp. Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
The
magical thinking is strong.
I kind of like the bubble we live in.
Yeah. So here's a story that, I know when I read this last night, I was just like, what? Kelly Ripa, mm-hmm. who has been doing her show from home for the past couple months, she has not been co-hosting her home from New York City for the past couple months. She and her family have been holed up in a Caribbean hideaway since they went on vacation in the middle of March, and she's still there. And I just thought she was in a spare bedroom because she took the time to paper the window so we couldn't see the beach. And I think People broke the story.
They did.
On this. And I just don't know why
I don't
know why she pretended
to not be there. I'm going to give you tell you why. Okay, first of all, so...
And then why this story is coming out now.
Someone must have known she's not in New York.
Yeah, well, okay? This was a good secret for a long time. 2 months.
Exactly. And so... And you've been watching it, Lori. I've watched a little bit of it. But you've been watching it. So... How did you feel when you found that? I feel like the omission is odd. Why wouldn't she just say, hey, we were already down here. We just thought, let's just stay here and hole up as a family. I think they went after the date. This is what I think.
No.
You don't think there's any front end judgment? And when they traveled?
They're not anywhere. She's either in Turks and Caicos or the Bahamas or I don't know what island.
She goes some island by Kurt and Stephanie. She always sees Kurt and Stephanie.
St. Bart's, Kitts, Nevis.
Yeah.
Okay, but
they have a home, I'm sure, that they go to every year.
Flights were still happening in and out of the country. They just didn't want to go back to New York.
I understand.
I get, though, she at the beginning, like, I remember her, I miss hugging and kissing my kids. Her kids are with her.
So doesn't this feel like a lie to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it just, it's...
Here's a tweet.
Okay, tell us.
Okay, so this tweet is from Yashar Ali. He's a journalist, guy about town.
Daily Beast?
Daily Beast. Post?
Okay,
all of it.
Okay.
Here's what he has to say. Kelly Ripa says they were already on vacation when all this started happening, so that's why they just stayed in the Caribbean. But she was still taping shows in studio as of March 12th. On March 11th, the NBA suspended its season. It was clear. He asked Yashar Ali, why did she go on vacation after that?
Because I remember we went to Las Vegas.
I canceled my March 18th I know you vacation. Did.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. That's why I think she didn't do it. Because if we remember, Lori, when we went to Vegas at the beginning of March, we went on March 6th.
Yes.
Friday, March 6th. When we came back on the 9th, I had a cold and you guys sent me home the third hour of the show.
Yes, we did.
Because we had already known, we were already kind of skeptical.
Well, the next day, the 10th, Governor Walz announced that starting the 17th, the state was shutting down.
Right, so everything was being shut down and happening, I think, on the 13th. Because I remember my sister and both my sisters went to Mexico that week as well, and we were judging them. So she went after everything shut down. I think that's why she didn't want to say it. And then they found out she's there.
But
it feels very...
Because they're not stuck there. They just decided to stay there. And I get that. But everything that sort of that the way she talks...
About...
Like...
She's in it with us.
Well, she's in New York. Right. And like she even saw her son Michael graduated from NYU. And we had a thing, you know, with the family at home. I mean, the way she talks, she just talks like, I don't know. I guess I just think it was a weird thing.
Has anyone else been on?
And it was an ABC employee who blabbed about this.
See, she knew it was coming out.
Yeah.
That's what must have happened. So they were trying to keep it because she certainly hasn't got any sun on her face. And if,
It's her business, but I just don't get why she wasn't honest from the beginning. It is a weird thing to lie about because she says it's been this weird and unsettling and distressing time, but, you know, she's with her three kids and her hot husband in a Caribbean vacation home, and
who
she papered up the windows. So no one knows. It just is a weird thing. It's just like, why her... whole MO with who she is that what you see is what you get.
I feel like she lied.
That's exactly
it. And if anyone else was watching and felt the same way, let us know. I mean, I feel like she lied.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I told you already that she was kind of, remember how she was preaching about you could get sunscreen through the windows? Okay, this just happened on Monday.
Yeah.
What day is it? It's Friday. Maybe on Tuesday. And I said, here she is telling Ryan, you know what I just learned? Is you can get, you know, sunburn through the windows. You need to be wearing sunscreen. If she's in New York, right. This is not an issue. But remember I told you they were talking about sunscreen?
Yeah.
Through windows?
Right.
Okay, so she's in the hot Caribbean where the windows probably don't have the UVA coating on them like they do everywhere else.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I would love it if Kelly would rip off that piece of paper and show Mark Consuelos with oil all over his pecs in a lawn chair right outside the damn window. Give us something. It's just
it's
weird
a lie. And they went when it was suspicious to travel, Lori. I'm not going to lie.
They made that evaluation. Who knows if they were on a private jet?
Well, sure they travel private.
Yeah. I mean, your two sisters went on vacation
I judged them beyond belief.
I know, but I mean, just...
People can do it. People can do what they want. But I think she might have felt guilty, and that's why she didn't say anything.
But then she should have just said something. It's a weird thing to lie about, because her whole game is that I'm honest. I'm showing you my roots. Yep. I'm, you know, doing this. And
she's been lying.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing to lie about.
Should we tell people where we've been?
Yeah.
We have been broadcasting from the lake frontage.
Lori
goes to the beach, and I said lake frontage.
Lori goes to the ocean. We're really from Laguna Beach, and it's really at noon.
Well, then did we bring up the fact the whole thing about Ryan Seacrest too? You know,
and
last week
overworked.
Exhaustion. And, you know, we can speculate all the live long day. And quite frankly, we don't know anything about Ryan Seacrest's personal health. But we've been following the tabloids for a hot second. Mm-hmm. And whenever somebody says, quote unquote, exhaustion, any number of things could be the case.
That's right. So it's usually always been rehab.
Yeah.
Or something like that, you know, but I watched Kelly and Ryan, because I wanted to see if she was going to say anything.
Okay, did she today?
No, it was
probably taped yesterday. They'd usually do two on Thursday, which we're going to adopt, I'm sure, some hours soon.
But he looks real haggard.
His coloring isn't right. Well, because, again, he's locked up in New York City in his apartment.
I think he's in L.A.
You do?
I do not think he's in... No, because Idol was, I mean, right. I think he's in L.A.
And people can fly. I mean, you can fly. He can
There's
be wherever
no
he
reason
wants.
For
right.
him to be in
there
New York isn't. When You're she's right. in the Caribbean.
Right.
And Gelman's at home. Everybody's at home. Well, the
well,
other...
Steve was on their show today. Did you see Steve?
I didn't watch
From
it Steven, that long.
Our very own? Okay. Mm-hmm. About his hair. Okay.
Yeah. So the other story that really just... This one really... Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe it. So... Matt Lauer, this is in People magazine. Matt Lauer, who destroyed his own career, is now... He wants real revenge. Sources have told People that Matt has decided it will be his mission to clear his name of what he considers false accusations and to take down Ronan Farrow.
Stop.
I mean, I know, without a job, what else could he be doing? I mean, more and more he becomes like the Steve Carell character in
he wants revenge.
The morning show. He in Matt's op-ed, he pointed out that Brooke Neville, the woman who went to Meredith Vieira and said, this happened in Sochi, and I'm so...
At the Olympics.
At the Olympics, and Matt Lauer raped me. And he, in his Mediaite op-ed about it, he said, well, Brooke never went to NBC and used those words. That's his defense.
Oh, dear.
It's, I mean...
Oh, dear.
It's just so
pathetic. But this again...
Because the rumors about him for years, I wish Ann Curry would tell something. And you know who else knows and could say something? And I wonder if she's going to write about
it.
Katie Couric, and
her book is coming out next
year. I'm
going
to ask Holly this, because you were a personal assistant in the world of Hollywood and celebrity. And one of my bloggers that I really like had this to say, is that you can tell so much about a celebrity's personality by their assistant. Do you think that's true?
How they treat their assistant or who their assistant
is? How the assistant behaves, too, that gives you an idea. Like, Katie Couric had a reputation of having assistants who could be rude and nasty to do her rude and nasty work.
Well, sure. I mean,
that's what you would want.
And Katie Couric, I guess there are stories about her that are legion, if you can believe that. Yeah. We don't know these people. We think we know them, but then we don't. In the Caribbean, now they're trying to take down Ronan Farrow and his, it's just such a classic thing. And what he did say in his Mediaite thing, he's basically daring more people to come forward. And
what this again is where your ego has just, He has spent his time of shame and his walk of shame getting madder and madder and madder, and it's festering and it's festering. Yeah.
Hatred is corroding in his container despite the ink.
He is the container.
Yeah.
The quote on his tattoo that he got.
Yeah, he's so narcissistic.
Matt Lauer, we're talking about. Yeah. I don't understand.
He's setting fire to himself.
I know. I don't understand where you don't know, where you can't accept. Maybe I had a part in this.
The rumor is there's another story. Remember when Andy Lack got let go at NBC, who was Matt's boss for many years? And the rumor is there's another story coming out about the unsavory culture at NBC News and what was going on over there. Anyway, he's really an idiot, Matt Lauer, and a horrible person. We liked him forever.
Forever.
Makes us mad, but we're done with it.
We hung on a little too long to that one.
We hope, Matt, that you fail. We hope you fail on your crusade to clear your name and take down Ronan Farrow, because you are not a good guy.
He's not a good guy.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
He's not a good guy, so go do something else. All right, listen, we'll be right back. What are we going to talk about? Oh,
yes.
This is a cast that's reuniting, and let's see if we're going to be excited about it.
The Billy Joe Armstrong cover.
I think we're alone now. The beating of my heart is the only sound.
Bam!
Look at the moon.
Oh, good song. Okay, so, well, this does explain why Mark Consuelos was so tan on Monday when he did fill in for Ryan.
Okay.
I was like, man, is he tanner than usual. I mean, he was really tan. And Holly just said it explains her caftans.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
But Lori, she's getting sunburned through the windows and has to wear sunscreen. Ryan, remember, you have to wear sunscreen in your house.
Yeah, yeah.
Duh.
People are giving her a lot of crap online about it. Just such a weird thing to
omit.
Well, lie about, because she did pretend, it felt like she gave us every, like she was in New York.
And I remember, just as scared
she
as the rest
an actress.
Of us. Well, and very good.
Yeah, very
She's
good.
She's very good at it.
Well, Mark and Kelly, I guess, will be part of the Zoom, because Entertainment Weekly had a story this morning that all my children, I mean, who didn't love all my children? Oh. Drama, Amnesia, Evil Twins.
Everything. Years and years and years of entertainment.
Yeah, during All My Children Week, which kicks off May 26, Entertainment Weekly is going to be bringing back 30 cast members, including Kelly Ripa, Mark Consuelos, Susan Lucci, Josh Duhamel, who played Leo.
Oh.
Died on the show when he fell over a cliff into a raging river.
Oh.
That's how he went off the show. Anyway, it's a week-long event that's for a cause that All My Children cast is choosing to support, Feeding America. And so it's a five-part series that's going to run Tuesday, May 26th through Friday. And they're going to have, live episodes. But they're just doing Entertainment Weekly cast reunions, All My Children. And we watch it on EW.com or PeopleTV.com.
Oh, we forgot to tape something, Lori, because the story of the soaps was on.
Yes, on Monday night.
Monday night.
Yeah, we can get it on demand.
I got my dates wrong. Because that had everybody. Everybody who was in anything. Okay, so that's going to start. Is it going to be in prime time, or is it going to be when the soaps?
It's going to be on in the morning. You'll be able to watch it whenever you want it, because it's on EW or PeopleTV. But I mean, you know, Michael A. Knight, who played Tad,
yes, I love Tad.
Ava LaRue, Susan Lucci, Cameron Matheson, Walt Wiley, of course, you know, Kelly and Mark. And maybe it'll be a good thing for her to try and get everything to come together for her, with people being so upset that she was liar, liar, pants on fire.
Pretty much.
And EW started this hashtag United at Home with your Hollywood boyfriend. They did it for Chuck with Zachary Levi.
Oh, my new one.
And then Yvonne Stravowski. Mm-hmm. Was she in Chuck?
She must have been. Yes,
from
she was.
Handmaid's Tale.
Yep.
And so they did that. So, and it was, people really liked it. So All My Children is happening next week.
What
on
date?
That show.
What is,
Tuesday. It'll be on Tuesday. And people were very, very upset with Andy Cohen after watching that Soaps at Home because he opines on camera. He's interviewed that the Real Housewives...
Are the same as Soaps?
Are the new version of Soaps. And people, Twitter specifically, was not having it. So Andy Cohen has been burying the secret of knowing where Kelly Ripa is all this time.
And so is Anderson because he Cooper. People have to wear your lie, people.
That's right. And, you know...
We did get a call off the air, you know, talking about Kelly Ripa. And she was like, well, yeah, it all makes sense because... Why would Kelly Ripa say that she was running out of clothes? Why would she say that she has to borrow her daughter's clothes?
Yes, she did.
You know, putting the two and two together, like, you're Kelly Ripa. You don't run out of clothes.
Right, yeah, and why can't she run to a CVS and get hair color like the rest of America?
This is maybe why she's been so stressed out. Maybe the lie has been wearing on her.
The telltale heart.
Yeah.
Because why did we...
Julia, this would happen to me when I was lying to one of my husbands. Not Casey, of course, but I mean, it really
does. You've experienced this?
I have. It gets you. It gets to you. It's not something to be done for lying. I don't recommend it at all. But I'm really, like, I'm surprised, like, how she might have even explained this to her kids.
Yeah, and then they had to be part of the lie, and you couldn't post on social media. I mean, it's really, this is the problem with lying.
Yeah.
They just, you don't know where they're going to go.
Yeah.
And even though it would make sense, you guys, we're going to be quarantined. Let's go to our happy place and just be quarantined together.
I don't think anyone would have, a lot of people went on vacation in the first 3 weeks of March as all of this was crashing down, right?
Yes.
You know? Yes. That's a relatable thing. I mean, thank God they didn't go to like someplace really exotic.
Right.
And Kristen Cavallari tried to say she was stuck in the Bahamas. They weren't stuck in the Bahamas. They just didn't want to come back. And that's...
Understandable.
Fine, you know, I mean, whatever.
Okay, so here, I just got to tell you
guys. Stay on the TV theme, please.
I'm going to. Okay, so I watched, Holly, I know you don't watch this, but I finished up the season of Katie Keene last night.
Oh.
I binged watched four, Lori. Okay.
That's the way.
And I'm going to be honest.
And that show is so good on CW.
And it was one episode that I kind of didn't love. One about Josie and the Pussycats that went on too long, and I was bored with the story, and then it came back to everything. It was so good. I hope that it's still on the bubble right now. Our CW friends, if you can do anything, but you won't believe from another CW show, someone shows up.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh.
And that Katie Keene, whoever plays her, Lucy.
That's Lucy Hale from Pretty Little Liars.
She's brilliant.
She was wonderful on Pretty Little Liars,
That
too.
Show is so...
It's Gossip Girl meets Sex in the City.
It's so good. If you want to binge watch just a fun show, Katie Keene on the CW. Loved it. So I was so happy.
Oh, good.
It made me so happy last night to watch it. It was so good.
Yeah, I have three to watch, and I have my last three, How to Get Away with Murder. So sounds like I'm going to have some
joy.
Ironing time this weekend some possibly rain. Did you iron?
I did. I ironed yesterday morning. It just feels good.
Yeah. By the way, Sutton Strack, we found out why she didn't get a diamond on the Beverly Hills Housewives.
Tell me why.
She was placed in a friend role when she told the producers, my kids and my family and my home is off limits. Oh. My ex-husband works for the same investment company that Gina Kirschenheiter from Orange County.
Yep.
And it's some kind of investment firm, and they have a strict no media. So that's why she said she's not holding the diamond.
Got it.
There you go.
Then why did they even... She's just a friend.
Yeah, I guess. Here we go.
Whether it's Baker's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Baker's has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.